Unit 10. At the shop. Lesson 37. 1. Dialogue.
A shop assistant in a clothes shop is speaking to a customer.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I bought this blouse here last week. But there seems to be something wrong with it. When I washed it, the colours ran. You can see how it is now. I can't possibly wear it. I would like you to change this blouse, or else give me my money back.
Let me see. Did you wash it in hot water?
Of course not. I'm not that foolish.
It looks as if it hasn't been washed following the instructions. Did you leave it in water before you washed it?
No, I didn't do that either. I just washed it in cold water.
There seems to be something wrong with it. But that's the fault of the company that made it.
That may be true, but use me a blouse that I can't use anymore.
What do you think I should do then?
I insist that you give me my money back.
I'm afraid I can't do that right now. The manager isn't here.
Why can't you do something about it? Can you change it?
If you want, you can change it for another one. Why don't you have a look at the other blouses? We've still got lots of them over there.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Lesson 38. 2. Reading comprehension. This dialogue has been written from a short story by Mark Twain. The American writer who lived from 1835 to 1910. Some of the language and expressions are a little different from modern English. The dice at a tailor shop. Find the answers to these questions. 1. What did the customer want? How did the customer look? 3. How did the customer want to pay? At the tailor's shop.
There's a customer, Todd. Will you serve him?
I don't know why he's in a tailor shop. Just look at his clothes.
No matter what he's wearing, Todd, just show him the cheapest.
Do you want anything?
Yes, please. I want to buy a suit.
Of course. You may find these rather expensive. We've got some cheaper ones in the back room. Will you come through to the back, please? Why don't you try this one on?
It doesn't seem to fit very well.
I'm afraid it's the cheapest one we've got.
Very well, I'll take it. Could you wait a few days for the money? I don't have any small notes on me.
Oh, you haven't? Well, of course. I know that gentlemen, like you, carry only large notes.
My friend, you shouldn't judge strangers always by the clothes they wear. I'm quite able to pay for this suit. I just didn't wish to put you to the trouble of changing a large note.
Why do you think we can't change your note? Of course we can.
Oh, very well. Then there is nothing to worry about. I apologize.
Just a moment, I'll get you your change. Goodness me!
Is there anything the matter?
There isn't any trouble. I'm just waiting for my change.
Come, come. Get him his change, Todd.
Get him his change. It's easy to say, sir, but look at the bill yourself.
Goodness me, 6 zeros. I've never seen anything like this before. To sell such a suit as that to a millionaire, Todd's a fool. Ah, here's the thing I'm after. Please get those off, sir, and throw them into the fire. Do me the favor to put on this shirt and this suit. Ah, it's just the thing, the very thing. The trousers are all right. Aha, right again. Look at that now, sir. Perfect, the whole thing.
Yes, they fit very well.
Quite right, sir, quite right. But wait till you see what we'll make for. You can trust us, sir. Let me measure you, sir, for some suits and some shirts, too. Now, please have a look at these materials. I think you'll find them much better and much more suitable.
This material looks nice, and so does this one.
A very good choice, sir. You can depend on us, sir. They will be ready the day after tomorrow.
But we still have a problem. I can't order these clothes unless you can wait some time or change this note.
I can wait all my life, sir. Todd, you will send these things to the gentleman's address. Put down the gentleman's address.
I'm changing my hotel. I'll drop in and leave the new address.
Quite right, sir, quite right. One moment. Let me show you out, sir. Good day, sir, good day.
Lesson 39. 1. Reading Comprehension. A Report on Wine Shops.
Once upon a time, a London journalist wanted to do some research about wine shops. She wanted to see which shops offered the best advice and service. She thought that the shop assistants in the best wine shops might judge their customers by their clothes. So she decided to test this in her research. The woman put on a long raincoat. She did up the buttons in such a way that the one at the bottom was not done up. Then she went to 6 different wine shops. She said that she wanted to buy 2 bottles of wine for a special dinner, and explained what food she was planning to cook. She also said that she did not mind how much money she spent. In fact, the meal she was preparing was not an important one, so good, ordinary wine would be suitable. At one shop, the assistant almost laughed at her. He judged that because she was a woman, she did not understand about wine. In another shop, the assistant treated her very well and advised her to buy some ordinary but very pleasant wine. The situation in the 6th shop was the most interesting. The assistant did not take her seriously and advised her to buy a very expensive wine. What was worse, this wine was not at all suitable for drinking with a meal. Finally, he did the right change, but kept back £5. A week later, her complete report was printed in the newspaper, including the names of the shops that she had visited.